Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas. We got Mike Adams coming up in the next segment. Here's a little compilation from the 10-minute news report he did on the great HPV hoax, the live cancer virus hoax. Here it is.
Now, what if everything you've been told about Gardasil and the HPV vaccines was a lie? What if it wasn't even true that HPV causes cervical cancer? What if the FDA knew years ago that HPV infections don't cause cancer, but they covered it up, refused to tell people about it? What if Gardasil was just pushed by pseudoscientific nonsense, complete junk science, and not only was useless in preventing cervical cancer, but was also potentially harmful to young women? Most women who become infected with HPV are able to eradicate the virus and suffer no apparent long-term consequences to their health. And that means eradicate it on their own, without intervention, without a vaccine. It means that HPV infections are self-limiting. The same press release also says that although the rate of HPV infection in this group is high, most infections are short-lived and not associated with cervical cancer. You got that? Not associated with cervical cancer. It's right here on the press release. So these people are crazy. They just try to promote these drugs for anything. It's classic fear-mongering and classic disease-mongering for the sole purpose of selling more expensive pharmaceuticals and vaccines to people who don't need them.
Yeah, I've been watching the stuff he does over at NewsTarget, great website that we link to and repost some of their great stuff, newstarget.com. He's also got the Health Ranger, Mike Adams, coming in the next segment. And they call him the Health Ranger. He says he used to be chronically diseased with borderline obesity, diabetes, depression, severe back pain. Used to visit doctors and follow their advice. Used to eat anything he wanted to. Sodas, pizzas, donuts, milk, hamburgers, you name it. And now he's in great shape and doesn't have diabetes anymore and is just fine. Like so many others. Me, I've gotten out of shape fighting the New World Order. I'm just now trying to get back into it because you can't ignore the two. But he does a lot of great research, and his writers do too. And I notice it's spot on with HPV and 100 other subjects plus that I've seen on their site. And so it's just a really great resource, and that's why we link to it on a routine basis. So he's scheduled to be joining us in the next segment. Look, I know we got bevies of calls on Ron Paul, the Benazir Bhutto. We're going to get to your calls. But I'm going to at least have him on 30, 45 minutes, and then we'll jam some of your calls in at the end if you want. If not, just hang up and call back later. I'm sorry. Sometimes I get into my rant mode and for a full hour, pretty much, or 30 minutes, and then never even get back into your calls in the news. Because, again, I burn with desire to want to be able to warn you about each and every one of these things. Because I've got years and years of research, now about 15 years of research, 13 years on air. And I've interviewed so many experts. I do this for a living, so I stay focused on it. And then now the connections, the info, the knowledge, and I'm not really good at even presenting it. I just have the info. And to know the psychology they're using and the programs they're using, and to know that they knowingly understand these drugs are going to kill you, maim you, give you new diseases they've got drugs for. The doctors don't know that. They're compartmentalized, how that whole structure works. It's the complexity of the world allows these corporate elites who built and designed the very mainframe, the very scaffolding, the very blueprint, the very skeletal structure, that's how they're able to maintain and control this whole sophistry, this whole facade, this colossal mountain of fraud. And it is a predatory system. Humans are predators. And so we got a predator class of Homo sapiens sapiens, or Homo sapiens sapiens illuminatus, as the New World Order calls themselves. And they literally feed on us. Soylent Green, it's made out of people. You got to tell them, Hatcher. Soon they're going to be breeding us. You got to tell them. Warn everybody! Soylent Green's made out of people! That's a good baseline analogy of what we face. Stay with us!
It is a big idea. A new world order. In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Basically, what modern healthcare does is the same thing that scam auto repair people would do in the past and still do. A lot of them have been caught on video doing this in investigative reports. You come in to have your car fixed, and they replace it with a part they know is going to break in a month. They unscrew something else they know that's going to break in 2-3 weeks. And they just cold-bloodedly do it, knowing you're going to continue to come back into them. And remember years ago Sears got caught doing stuff like that? These people don't play games, okay? And again, the American Medical Association and others stay over the doctors. You know, you can have a great doctor who has a specialty in a certain area. They still just believe the peer-reviewed reports and the things that come down, what gets approved, and others are just lazy, want to go play golf. They're just told throw drugs at people. The public wants the drugs. I mean, sometimes I watch the news, and like half of it or more, I've seen some newscasts where it's more than half, but it's usually about half. Magazines, about a third of the ads are drug ads. And I don't even say what it's for. Just have happiness, feel great, wonderful. Or like, hey, you want to be able to go on a 10-mile bike ride without ever having to stop and urinate? Take this drug. It causes dizziness and heart attacks and death. But or, oh, you feel restless at night and can't sleep because you probably need to go out and exercise because you're meant to, you know, walk 10 miles a day as this type of herbivore you are. But that doesn't matter. How about you just take a drug that'll make you be a compulsive gambler and a sex addict and make you have psychotic breaks? But don't worry, we have drugs for that. I mean, you couldn't make this up. And just as our guest, the health ranger, who is the news editor of News Target, an absolutely fabulous website, newstarget.com, again, I like it when I find people, just because I study this all the time, not that I've got all the answers, but it's always, there's only a, I don't know, 20, 30 sites and people out there I know of that on certain issues that I find who have done the same research, come up with the same analysis, separate from me. You know, that lets me know they've really done their homework, and he's learned even more, obviously, about the HPV than I have on a lot of other subjects. And so we're really excited about having Mike Adams on. And whenever I talk about people having the same analysis, that means it's the truth. We're coming up with the same data. It's their data. You know, when you meet somebody who can tell the same story you can, you know, when the police see that, you know, they know they've got something that's credible and accurate. Well, it's the same thing here. But instead of babbling, we'll go to our guest, Mike Adams. Mike, it's great to have you on with us.
Alex, it's great to be here. It's a real pleasure.
Just in a nutshell, tell us a little bit about yourself and then get into some of the things you work on and kind of your awakening, because it's good to see that journey for everybody else out there. Hopefully they can emulate what you and others have done, especially in the health area. And then let's get into HPV, because like you said, it's crazy. It covers 7H strains, which they admit aren't even really associated with this thing. It only kills a few thousand people a year, which is very low when you got millions dying from cancer and stuff. You know, other types of cancer. It causes all these deaths, autoimmune problems, Ebola-type, you know, situations. Break it down.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, we live under what I call a medical dictatorship right now, and I really like your introduction. You're right on the mark with it. Basically, these drug companies, they want to turn every single person in this country into a revenue stream, and they don't care who it harms. They don't care how many people die from it. They don't care what kind of fraud they have to perpetrate, or price fixing, or scientific fraud, or bribing scientists, bribing doctors, kickback schemes, you name it. They're all doing it. And the victims, of course, are the people who are honestly trying to get some good health care, trying to be healthier, but they're being lied to by conventional medicine, or what I call con med. They're being lied to by the mainstream media that is, of course, funded by conventional medicine. You were right when you said those peer-reviewed medical journals, they're filled with drug ads. I mean, that's what makes this economy move in the healthcare system. It's all about drug money. Now, in terms of my own personal history, real quickly, I used to be diseased. I used to be unhealthy. I realized my doctors weren't helping me. All those drugs I was taking, the pharmaceuticals, they weren't helping either. So I turned things around. I just decided to educate myself, do the research, and make some changes, and that has then become NewsTarget.com, just sharing that information with other people out there. So that's where it all comes from, Alex.
Expanding on that, and I use this example a lot because it's one people have actually heard about it, got some attention the last 3 years. Bayer Pharmaceutical, globally, the U.S. to Australia, knowingly took blood that they knew had HIV and three different strains of hepatitis and more. Not only mix thousands of containers of it in together in each batch for factor rate, and the documents came out, it's even been on MSNBC, and they knew it was going to kill conservatively hundreds of thousands. They shipped it out, and it did, and only France arrested Bayer executives there, thank God. But that's it, and that was just a subsidiary. Again, imagine cold-bloodedly, and they got the documents and the lawsuits, knowing you were going to ship it out. I mean, just, folks, that's the soullessness. Take Merck, you know, more recalled vaccines, drugs that were making people have heart attacks for arthritis. I mean, don't forget any of this stuff. Now they're behind the HPV. Please continue.
Yeah, on HPV, their aim, of course, is to sell drugs basically to people who don't need them. And they've realized that, you know, young girls are a target market that they can target with their drugs, with vaccines. And the way they sell this is they first create fear, right? All the power centers in this country are really good at marketing with fear. They've mastered that dark art, right? And they market with fear by first telling people that this virus causes cervical cancer, which is a lie. Even the research from the maker of the vaccine shows that it doesn't cause cancer. And this is what I revealed in some of my research on the website, that even the FDA admitted, well, you know what, the presence of this virus does not cause cervical cancer. But if they can get people to believe that, then they know they can get people to not only buy the vaccine, but here's what's more important, here's where your freedom is being stripped away. They can get people to mandate it. If they get a governor of a state like New Jersey to mandate this virus, or Maryland, then they can invoke firearms. They can bring out law enforcement.
By the way, that's a whole new area of this, because this is a new class of vaccines, the live virus vaccines.
So they
can set the precedent there, and it's also color of law. There is no law. But tell that to the kids, literally, with police dogs and cops with guns, who believe it's the law, as they march in and take the shots. But notice the judge quietly says, by the way, you're not forced to do this after they're injected.
Right, right, exactly.
Which, again, shows the total criminality, and these are drug companies that will knowingly inject you with AIDS. Go ahead.
Well, I call it gunpoint medicine. And you're exactly right. They actually have police officers, armed people with attack dogs there rounding up children. This is what happened in Maryland just a few weeks ago. And they were corralling people into the courtroom where the judge would oversee their children being injected. And here's the threat. The threat by the state is that if you don't agree with their medicine, if you don't agree to have your children injected with these toxic substances, which can include methylmercury and many other dangerous things, then they're going to kidnap your children, essentially, by having Child Protective Services take them away, and they're going to imprison you and take away your rights.
And here's the deal. Everything he's saying is already happening. We have been incrementally brought into this, and, Mike, I've noticed this. You're really focused on the medical yourself at a higher level than I have, even. Are you seeing a massive acceleration of every one of their programs?
Oh, yeah. There's no question about it. Where they're going with this, Alex, is they're going to combine this with the RFID chips. They're going to microchip everybody so that when you walk through any kind of government building or even airport security, they're going to scan your medical chip and see whether or not you're vaccinated. And if you're not, you could be arrested.
And that's why they're running all these reports about TB and the planes. They leave the borders wide open. They could care less about that.
Exactly.
They're introducing the idea, and the military, the Pentagon and Homeland Security and Tommy Thompson have all said the plan is to make you take a chip.
It's exactly what it is. They're going to microchip everyone, and you know who they're targeting first? The people who are least able to defend themselves, the Alzheimer's patients, elderly people with dementia who cannot defend themselves. That's who they're microchipping first. And once that's accepted, then they're going to start mandating the microchipping of children. And once that's accepted, it's going to be everyone. They're going to mandate vaccines and even potentially psychotropic drugs for all kinds of people, and they define who it is, and they're the ones with the firearms who enforce it if you disagree. So your freedoms in healthcare are gone. I mean,
how are we a supposed free society when they're and police and others can't deny this is happening? They know there's no law to take shots, but they still say it is, and they take kids every day for not taking them.
No, well, you're right. People say, well, we have a free society and we're defending freedom. But if you look around, and your listeners are very well informed on this subject, of course, but if you look around, you realize we don't live in a free society. We don't even have the freedom to tell the truth about the healing power of an herb or a nutritional supplement in this country. That right to free speech, scientifically accurate free speech, has been censored by the oppressive Food and Drug Administration. You can't even, if you grow cherries and you say this cherry helps reduce arthritis inflammation, which over a dozen scientific studies say it does, then the FDA can shut down your business and have you arrested and raid your inventory at gunpoint. And they've done that many times in the past. I've documented it.
I mean, absolutely. Please continue.
Well, I mean, that's the kind of society that we really live in today. It's a monopoly on medicine. And it's a monopoly on medical information. It's designed to limit consumers' choices. This is like with the election. They don't want Ron Paul to even have a shot at winning. They want to kick him out of the process of these debates. Same thing with medicine. They want to take everything that's natural and alternative and eliminate that as a possibility, thereby forcing people to choose from only those limited things that they control. They do the same thing with politics. They do it with medicine, with nutritional supplements. I mean, this is our so-called free country.
It's all about monopolies. If the big international banks and the corporations they own can set the precedent through this infrastructure, and it's the same laws from New Zealand to Canada to Germany to the U.S. to Mexico, they come in and lobby legislatures to put the same system in to make you come under their control, knowing it's going to make you sicker so they can then come in with more control. I've got to get you a copy of my film Endgame, Mike. because it gets into the eugenics, and you're such a well-versed guy, I would imagine you probably know, but I want to get your take on, do you know the master plan? Because I'm not aware if you do. I want to ask you if you know where all this is leading when we get back. Mike Adams, he heads up News Target. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I want to tell you about our plans at Genesis to take Ron Paul Revolution to the air. The Ron Paul Air Corps plans to put 100 banner flights above the American cities to get the message out about Ron Paul. By the end of December, we plan to be ready to fly in Iowa and have 50 cities covered by February 5th. In order to accomplish this project, we need your help. Come to RonPaulAirCorps.com and make a contribution. It costs approximately $400 per hour to fly, so we need your generous support. Please consider donating to the RonPaulAirCorps.com. As the ground troops canvass the neighborhoods, we plan to provide air support, drawing as much media as possible. Come to RonPaulAirCorps.com and make a contribution. That's RonPaulAircorps.com. Here's to freedom, the Constitution, and liberty. RonPaulAircorps.com.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We looked down a river summer and we see the British come. And there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton fields and didn't say a thing. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more as they began to run it. On down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Old Hickory said we could take them by surprise. If we didn't fire a musket, still we looked them in the
eye. We're back live, ladies and gentlemen, with the guy that heads up NewsTarget.com. He's the editor there. He's Mike Adams. And in the last year or so, I've been reading his stuff and watching some of the videos he's been doing lately on YouTube. Very, very good stuff. And, I mean, I shouldn't say, do you know the answer to the master plan? I should say, what's your take and your view? And I just wanted to see if you were aware of some of the things I was. I'm sure you are, but I just want your unique perspective on where you see all this leading, or have you gotten the idea that it's not just about greed?
Well, Alex, I've been following your material for many years, too. I mean, you're one of the writers that I recommend, and so I am familiar with a lot of your material. Let's start with the HPV vaccine and where they're going with that to the big picture. Take this statistic. Those who are already exposed to this human papilloma virus who get the vaccine, they have an increased risk of cervical cancer, a risk of 44.6% higher than someone who didn't get the vaccine, okay? So there are certain groups that who, when they receive this vaccine, they actually have a greater risk of cancer. That is no coincidence. These drug companies know that if they can give you a drug or give you an injection that will cause another disease down the road, that means revenue for them.
And I've read their own literature. Their own inserts admit that it, A, doesn't protect you from cancer. The 300-plus known strains of this virus that causes warts, folks. And then they claim the inflammation could lead to higher, you know, increases, kind of like smoking is, you know, new genetic irritation to the DNA strands. But the point is, then they give you a shot where if you already have it, massively inflames it. They know that. And if you have a 44% increase, or almost half, in the millions of people that take this, it's only, what, 9,000 that die a year from this, and that's usually associated with other complications. Those numbers are even cooked. It looks more like about 3,000 from federal numbers. But now you get millions to take something that more than double their risk, or close to double their risk. That is going to have a massive increase. Now, what about all the people that have died from taking this and all the people that have gotten paralyzed? It's been all over the news, but still I hear women at restaurants going, oh, my daughters are getting it. Oh, yes, it cures cancer. This is incredible.
Well, what the drug companies want to do is they want to lead you from one disease to the next that they can treat. For example, if you go into a doctor, you say you're depressed, they might give you an antidepressant drug. Well, they don't tell you that those antidepressants often cause diabetes. Once you've got diabetes, then you're a really lucrative customer. Now you might be worth as much as $500,000 over your lifetime to that drug company. And they don't tell you that those diabetes drugs you're taking cause liver damage. Now they've got you for liver damage and more drugs. And by the way, when you die someday bankrupt and your liver is gone, the cause of death will be natural causes. They won't list you were killed by pharmaceuticals.
Well, it's the same thing they do with inflation, saying it's 2% when the mainline banks say it's at 15.
Correct.
Or once you go off the unemployment rolls, they count you as employed and say unemployment's at 4%. They cook the medical numbers, and that's been admitted.
Yeah, they do. There's so much fraud that goes on. I mean, what's going on is not scientific at all. They claim it's good, hard science, but in fact, they conduct, let's say, 10 studies on a particular drug. They can decide which 4 out of those 10 that they want the FDA to see.
Well, here's an example. They found with aspartame and its approval in the 80s that in studies paid for by Searle that it caused all the monkeys to get brain tumors, and then they used that and took it to Congress and the FDA saying it was good data.
Yeah, I know. They do. They turned it completely around. But getting back to the big picture here, that issue, what they really want to do, Alex, is turn every human being into a profit stream, into lifetime revenues. They don't really want to kill you as quickly as possible. They sort of want to string you along, empty your pockets, make you what comedian George Carlin calls an obedient worker. You know, they just want
well,
to
I agree
work.
With you. That's in the Western world where there's still 20% of the globe's wealth left in individual hands. But in the third world, Just like in Goldfinger, do you expect me to talk? No, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die. My mother corrected me. It's kept saying, Doctor, no, it was Goldfinger. We had a big argument about it this weekend. But in the third world, they expect you to die. And I agree with you that now in the interim, that is the game plan. But absolutely. Wow, what an amazing guest. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're going to start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm going to say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down. They keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made. Go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625. 885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs. From bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Hayes. Ira Hayes.
Ira Hayes. Ira Hayes. Call him drunken Ira Hayes. He won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war. Gather round me, people. There's a story I would tell about a brave young Indian you should remember well. From the land of the Pima Indian, a proud and noble band who farmed the Phoenix Valley in Arizona land. Down the ditches of 1,000 years, the waters grew Ira's people's crops. Till the white man stole their water rights and the sparkling water stopped. Now Ira's folks were hungry and their land grew crops of weeds. When war came, Ira volunteered and forgot the white man's greed. Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. not the whiskey drinking Indian or the marine that
went. Let me tell you how this works before we go back to our guests and then some phone calls.
There they battled up Iwo Jima.
You know, people ask me, well, how do I have the Lakota Nation on who's trying to secede with their reservations, which is their land, it's their right to get out of this corrupt system where they run eugenics against them, kidnap their children. That was one of the things they said while they were breaking the treaty, was the CPS taking their kids. And I've looked at the Lakota and the Sioux and others, and they're good folks. And they know the UN's bad. They understand the New World Order. I've talked to them. I've interviewed them. So I support what they're doing. It's not some UN op like the Puerto Rican Quiches out of Mexico saying they control the U.S. That's a fraud. Then people ask, well, how can you like Andrew Jackson? Well, Andrew Jackson fought the British. You know, he fought in the war when he was 12 and 13. His brother and mother died in a concentration camp. He respected his enemies. And you have to understand the time and history that they were in as well. And you're saying, why are you talking about Native Americans right now in conjunction of all this? I was thinking about my friend Kevin Booth. We had on a few weeks ago about his new film that's going to be on Showtime, American Drug War. And the story, I was friends with his dad. His friend was quite a character. He'd been a director of a pretty good-sized corporation. He'd been retired by the time I knew him about 15 years ago, but I'd go out to their ranch sometimes and ride horses and stuff. And his dad was quite a character, I'll say that. And one time Kevin told the story about how they were at the Grand Canyon on a road trip when they lived out in California when he was a little kid. And there was a drunk Indian stumbling around out there, and his dad went to him and said, "Son, you see that?" With a smug, satisfied look, "That's why we were able to take their land." But see, the thing is that, and it's not knocking Mr. Booth, it's an interesting story. The point is, that's just the view, and you've got this attitude in corporate America and globally, but it's not just, you know, used to whites, though, would feel like they were part of it and in on it, and ha-ha, we're getting them. But they're doing it to everybody now, and I want to be clear on that. I'd be against it if they were just doing it to blacks and Mexicans and the rest. The point is, they're doing this to everybody. So even if you're out there in a white supremacist, you should be against all this. And of course, the John Wayne idea, it wasn't white supremacist style to say, ha-ha, the Indians. That was just Americana, and, you know, they're the enemy, and we're going to fight them. And now we've seen that attitude change. But, you know, I mean, I remember being deer hunting when I was a kid, and you wouldn't hear people use the N-word or anything like that. Not with family, but other deer hunters, but you'd hear comments about the Indians, or somebody would bring up what happened at Wounded Knee 2 in the 70s, and all, you know, they get what they deserve. You know, It kind of becomes that us against them mentality. Folks, even if you're some on the board of directors of a company doing, you know, $1 billion a business a year, and you make millions of dollars a year and you got the finest golf course membership, they're all drinking Diet Cokes, they're all on the same liver medication. This system is kind of self-replicating. It's set up now, and it's just eating us all up, even the people that work in the system. Now, a David Rockefeller or a John D. Rockefeller Jr. from West Virginia, all they drink is purified water, organic food now. The elite's getting real upset. I mean, the very creme de la creme knows the program. But do you get the point I'm making, Mike Adams, from NewsTarget.com, that, I mean, I just told that story there just to try to bring it home to people that a lot of people think they're part of the establishment who aren't.
You're right. I mean, these corporations know that the way to control a so-called democracy is to focus on controlling people's minds. And the way you do that, in part, is with chemicals. This is why we have mass fluoridation. It's to keep people mentally numb. This is why we have such high prescription rates for psychotropic drugs, not just for children, but adults, senior citizens. I mean, this is the way you keep the population numb, so that you can inject any ideas you want right into their heads, and they won't question it.
By the way, the Roman Senate had laws, had rules. They made the bigger corporations in grain and wine and construction pay out to the mob free wine certain days a week, free bread. When bad political stuff would happen or when they would kill certain groups of people, they would hand out more wine, more free silver. The gladiatorial games, it wasn't just the gladiator stuff that went. It was horse races were free. Stuff went around the clock, and they wrote books about it saying this is to control the people.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's interesting to cite Roman. We really are in an era of bread and circuses right now, aren't we? I mean, things are accelerating. And By the way, I want to mention, I think the most important way that we can defend our freedoms against what's going on right now is to help get Ron Paul elected. This is why I've really put my support behind Paul. I mean, he is the only one out there, the only candidate that understands individual liberties, real freedom, not synthetic freedom that's talked about by other candidates who are just trying to sell fear and control you. Ron Paul understands real freedom, and he's the sponsor of the Health Freedom Protection Act that would actually allow nutritional supplement companies and herbal companies to tell the truth about what their products do. And that's another reason why the mainstream media is scared silly of Ron Paul. They don't want him to help the American people reestablish real freedom.
Have you heard Dr. Dean Adel lately? I mean, he used to be bad with propaganda, but now every hour he says there's no mercury anymore in vaccines when we all know it's still there and they increased it, according to AP. He says that there's no herbal supplement that's good. I mean, and he actually talks about how China's good because they're arresting all the vitamin company people. I mean that guy, he's gone off. He's gone. I mean, they must have told him, pull all the stops out.
Yeah, he's obviously lost any touch with reality in making those kinds of statements. I mean, even the drug companies, they go out to the Amazon and to Chinese medicine, and they study those plants to try to synthesize their own isolated chemicals. But then they claim, well, all those plants are bad for you. Only our drugs will work for you. You know, it's crazy. But if the public knew the truth about how they could reverse cancer, and yes, I use that word deliberately, reverse cancer, reverse diabetes. I'm working with a group here in Arizona having over a 50% cure rate of type 2 diabetes. I mean, if people knew the truth about what you can do with...
Well, Ray Kurzweil, who's a top globalist and very wicked, who calls for one world government and all the rest of it, he reversed his diabetes 100%.
Yeah, it's actually very easy to do.
And he said the same things you're saying with health.
Right. If people knew the truth about this, conventional medicine would collapse. The cancer industry, which is a multi-billion dollar industry,
here's my question to you. Here's my question to you, editor at NewsTarget.com. Mike, how, and I've looked at the federal numbers, in the 20s and 30s, we had 1 in 33 with cancer, getting it, fatal cancer. Now it's 1 in 3. How did that happen?
Chemicals. It's through the chemicals in our foods, our personal care products, chemicals we put on our lawns, and cleaning our cars, cleaning our homes. It's the lack of sunlight. Everyone's sitting under fluorescent lights now all day long.
But there's no call to stop any of that. There's only calls for a bogus greenhouse gas emission on what plants breathe.
The industry is not focused on preventing disease. There is no effort to prevent disease. There's no effort to cure cancer. There's only an effort to treat it and manage it.
In fact, contrary, they find cancer viruses in every major vaccine class.
Yeah. Well, I think vaccines, part of the purpose of vaccines is to indoctrinate people with future diseases. It's very clear.
Oh, absolutely. They've been
taught. And that's why I would never get a vaccine. And
well, let's talk about your personal experience. I mean, I used to be a health nut, as they say, run 6 miles a day, lift weights 2 hours a day, totally addicted. And I just kind of, I'm an extreme person, so I just quit working out for about 7 years. Now I've started back off and on the last few years, finally getting back into it, because I can only do it one way or the other. But I mean, take you. I mean, you really got unhealthy, got diabetes, and now look at you. I mean, talk about your own personal experience.
Well, yeah, it used to be disease, and once I started making the shift and getting rid of all the toxic chemicals in my diet, reading labels and learning how food companies actually lie on their food labels, and learning how to avoid those things. Like, for example, you know, they hide MSG in another ingredient called yeast extract, and they don't, you know, they'll make claims on the front of the box, like, oh, this is good for your bones, but there's actually an ingredient inside that destroys your bones, like phosphoric acid, which is in soft drinks, just eats your bones away. So I got rid of all those poisons. I got rid of all the toxic chemicals in my personal care products, everything out of my home that was bad for me, and I just started eating nature's medicine. You know, this is the medicine that we were intended to consume, lots of superfoods, lots of nutrient-dense nutritional supplements, and things shifted so quickly. They turned around. I mean, mental, physical, emotional, spiritual, all of those areas suddenly operating at a different level. And people ask me, I'm sure they ask you too, Alex, how do you get so much done? You know, how do you do all this? My answer is because I'm taking nature's medicine. I mean, that's what enables me to perform at this level.
Well, I know this. I went from being in absolutely fabulous shape, looking like something on a magazine cover, to being a kind of a fat blob. Yeah, I mean, I'm literally, I went from 180 pounds to 260 pounds, and now I'm down to about 240. I've only really,
oh, good for you.
I've been talking about it forever, but I've only been working out the last few months intensely, you know, 7 days a week again. And boy, is it hard coming back. But the point is, my brain is, again, working like it was 10 years ago. I mean, I can automatically see the difference, and I'm eating no, I mean, I used to, I would eat some fast food. Now I don't even eat semi-fast food. And it's just slowly, you know, no more even drinking a few beers, no more, you know, just any of it. And I'm really feeling a difference.
Well, there's a huge link between diet and mental function, or what we call cognitive function. And again, the industries know this. The food and chemical companies and the government knows this. And that's why even the USDA food pyramid continues to recommend processed foods. They know that if they can keep the population eating these processed foods, that they will never have enough mental awareness to start questioning the status quo. And that's the biggest fear for those in power, is if the people actually start waking up and questioning the status quo and rejecting their drugs, boy, the people in power are in trouble then.
Yeah, that's why the whole police state apparatus is coming in now. And, I mean, a big issue I keep pointing out that finally has hit the news, and I don't say that like, ooh, look, I was first to talk about it. I'm horrified. They've got like 10% of the you know, federal grants to students and scholarships is now in Homeland Security. We're talking about an army of millions already. They're engineering a total flip in the economy. We think it's bad with drugs and CPS and the police. This is only the beginning. It's, I mean, they're setting it up where there's going to be 10 million of these people over us.
Yeah, well, I, like I said in one of my videos, I think this nation is headed for an economic implosion. And unless we get somebody like Ron Paul in charge, and even if he gets in charge, he's facing a huge battle against the other powers.
Well, sometimes I worry that if he got in charge, then they're going to implode it even faster and blame it on him. You know?
Oh, yeah, I thought the same thing. Absolutely. You know what the Fed would do if Ron Paul gets elected? They'd crash the economy, hyperinflate the currency, and say, look what happens when you elect an independent-minded
they
person.
They would instantly stop bailing out all these banks. No one would even know what bailing a bank out is, and they'd say Ron Paul did it.
Yep, because the population blames the guy who's there at that moment. They don't see all the complex events that led up to that moment.
That'd be kind of like a captain pulling into port, blowing a hole in the bottom of the ship. It's going to sink in 10 minutes. The other captain walks on, and the ship sinks, and they blame it on him.
Yeah, that's a great metaphor. Absolutely right. And so they're just doing this with every area that they can control. The media, medicine, politics, you know, everything. The Internet is the only thing left that allows regular people to have access.
And now they're coming in where if you have a unencrypted, unscreened, unfiltered Wi-Fi, even out of your house, 5 years in jail, and we've got to have certified Internet and only certain parts of the Internet, Internet too. They're moving against that right now. They're coming against this, but I think the genie's out of the bottle. It's over for them. Go back, though, to the HPV. I want you to elaborate more on that. 45% increase in cancer risk from with the cervical cancer when you take the shot. I mean, how do we get that message out to the women?
Okay, well, a couple of facts that are real important to realize here. HPV, of course, is a virus, and it can be spread just by casual skin contact, by the way. That's something a lot of people don't know. You don't have to be sexually active to acquire this virus. You can just get it through skin contact. So that
and it's
means,
a virus. Most people, God, folks, give me a break.
Yeah, exactly. Almost everyone carries this virus. You don't see everyone dropping dead of cancer. So these groups that are exposed to it, when they're injected, their risk of actually developing cervical cancer goes up. Well, you might say, why? Why is that happening? Well, it's because, of course, there are more viral strains in the vaccine than what that person was carrying, and now there's extra burden on that person's immune system.
And by the way, it is a, and that's another reason it causes cancer, because basically it's your immune system is like a pair of tires. And the more it has to fight, the more it gets worn out. And then finally, it just burns out and gives up or gets hyperactive. Then you get blood problems. I mean, I've studied the epidemiology. I've talked to the top scientist on this. I mean, just the DNA fragments alone. And this is a live cancer virus. You know, now they've got the live cancer viruses that create plaques in the neuron receptors for endorphins to, quote, cure you from drugs. But then it also makes it where you can't absorb the endorphins. And then people take it and get depressed. I mean, we're living in the twilight zone.
Well, we are. Everything is distorted. And here's the kind of logic that they use. when they give these vaccines to these young girls, and then 10 years down the road, many of these young girls develop cervical cancer because of the vaccine, they're going to say, oh my goodness, look, cervical cancer is on the rise. We need to mandate these vaccines for everyone. See, they're going to use what they caused as justification to pay more medicine than
it's
more
like
people.
Bayer is huge in the treatment of AIDS, and they're the ones spreading it. Listen to me, listeners. Listen to me, cops. Listen to me, all of you think you're part of the system. You are not. You're with Mike and I, whether you like it or not. I want to make that clear to the establishment. People think you're part of it. You're not part of the establishment. You're with us in the cheap seats, whether you like it or not. I hope they get that through their head, Mike.
Well, think about New Jersey has now, no, I'm sorry, this is Massachusetts I'm going to. They have mandated that you must buy health insurance. Health insurance that gives you coverage under the Western system of medicine.
Hillary's telling you you've got to go get medical checkups, and your kids have got to be in school when they're three, and you've got to, and that means they can then force you to carry out the eugenics.
Oh, absolutely. And if you don't carry the insurance, they're fining you now about $1,000 a year.
Well, it's like face scanning and license plate scanning now, where they're going to arrest you the day your insurance is out, but the illegal aliens will be selectively let go. Look, I know we got a bunch of calls. We'll try to jam a few in the final segment with our amazing, amazing guest, Mike Adams. Just a really great guy. We'll be right back with him.
Baby, baby, I'm gonna leave you.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Boom, baba, boom. Oh, boom, ba, boom. Jimmy Vaughn's probably listening to the show today. My good buddy here in Austin. Like me butchering it, Jimmy? Bop-a-boom. All right, I know we got loaded phone lines. Rocco and Mike and Maggie, I'm going to try to jam you all in. We got to have our guests back up again next week. We've got a real jewel here. I'm sure a lot of you already found NewsTarget.com and their editor we're talking to right now. Look, I just want to warn people that this vaccine is causing autoimmune problems and deaths. I mean, I know women in Austin gave it to their kids, and their kids started having convulsions, or half their arm rotted off. I mean, this is happening. You can't make this stuff up. I want to warn people. I just want to reach people, tell people about the show, whether you listen on AM, FM, shortwave, internet, satellite. Do it today. Don't wait. We talk about the real issues here. That's my goal. Tell people about Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, Loose Change, Final Cut. Get them at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. You know, we need to warn the people that a bunch of predatory psychopaths and sociopaths run the society. Mike in Georgia, you're on the air with our guest. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Go ahead.
I had two quick questions for you. I'm organizing the Truth Film Festival here coming up in the next 2 weeks, and I know that you want everybody to show your film.
Yeah, here's the deal. I'm not going to sign a contract with you and say you can do whatever you want with it, because then I have to get in mess with contracts and you can claim ownership. Just do whatever you're going to do. Hold on. Just do whatever you're going to do, and I'm not going to worry about it. Okay? Just don't claim you own my film. Go ahead.
That's it. Okay. Also, I wanted to talk about NAFTA Chapter 11. I just recently found out about this, and basically it gives World Bank and World Corps and the UN Tribunal.
Yeah, it's all in. Look, NAFTA was the North American Union. They just made it official in 2005, 3 years ago. It's all happening. Let's get a comment from Mike Adams.
Well, yeah, I completely agree with you. We got to resist this. I mean, the globalization effort is all about control. And like you said before, it's not just about taking your money. It's about taking your power.
And how do they tell you there's no NAU when we're already in it in their own documents? Say it. Well, I mean, they openly put AIDS virus in your drugs and give it to you and then get away with it. They think you're dumb, folks. That's why they do this, Mike.
Yeah, they do. They think that the mainstream population is very low IQ, and they're giving you chemicals to make sure you remain with a low IQ.
Absolutely. Mike in Georgia, thanks for the call. Maggie in Texas, you're on the air.
Oh, hello. I watch a program called To the Contrary on PBS. It's a women's news panel devoted to what's considered women's issues, with an all-female panel of prominent or soon-to-be prominent women.
Do they make it like a feminist goodie to get the shot? Oh, show the men.
Oh, I wanted to tell you in particular.
I know how their psychology works. It's a feminist goodie. Sick, evil Christians don't want you to have it because they think it's associated with sex and fun, when no one said that. But see, the women go, "Ooh, I'm a feminist. I'm going to get it. I'm going to get the live virus and die." See how sick they are? I already know what they did, Maggie, before I ever heard it. Go ahead and tell me.
Well, yeah, it's a little different. Of course, the entire program is sort of as you described, but on this occasion, a woman named Bernadine Healy, who on the panel is introduced as a senior writer for U.S. News and
World Report.
World Report, yeah. And she's an MD, and she was just hyping this to the skies, and the other panelists were listening.
Now, tell me real fast. We're out of time.
Yeah. Okay. So I looked up who she was, and she's a former head of NIH and president of the U.S. Red Cross during 2001, when all the money disappears.
And by the way, they're the ones taking the AIDS blood knowingly and selling it to Bayer. Out of time. Sorry, Rocco. Call me back tomorrow. You'll go to the head of the line and start everybody else. Retransmission at InfoWars.com starts in 70 seconds. If you missed any of the first or second hour, the show continues on the web at InfoWars.com. Our guest has been Mike Adams, NewsTarget.com. And he is the Health Ranger. Sir, I'm really impressed and thankful for your great work. I want to have you back on the show soon. Thanks for coming on, Mike.
Thank you for having me on. I'll be back anytime.
You bet. Stay there, Mike. I want to talk to you after the show. God bless you all.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.